Yeah, yeah, I couldn't spar a woman my way.
Yeah. No, but she might do you up.
Exactly. Exactly. if a woman's my way, she's packing a punch.
Kelly Rowland for me was one of my, like, honestly, I would have given up everything that my mum owned. Yeah, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Jordy Joys, and I'm joined here today by my two adopted sons.
You're going mad. LZ, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you'll come to see.
Yeah. Oh, my children.
You're dumb.
My children.
How you lot been?
Great. No? Can't complain, mate. Oh, shit. Mashed up my glasses. Yeah, really good. Can't complain.
Brilliant week. Give us an update on the dog?
Yep. Growing by the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, really progressing. Really learning new skills. You know, we're just bonding. Mm. Been really, really good. Can't complain. He's a brilliant, brilliant addition to the household.
Yeah.
Yeah, really love him.
And have you still got that woman locked up in the basement?
I live in a flat. If I got a woman
where the dustbins are.
Yeah. Got a woman in the trash can.
You lot are dumb. I was going to ask you lot, have you not been watching anything?
Oh my days.
Yeah, any shows?
No.
Yeah.
You know, I've been burst for like the last like 2 weeks, isn't it?
What have you been watching?
Like, I've been burst.
Yeah, what have you been watching?
I found this series, yeah?
What's it called?
Imagine it's got 11 seasons.
Oh, God.
And each season has over 20 episodes.
What is it?
It's called Chicago Police Department.
Oh, Chicago Police Department.
I'm with Hank Voigt.
Yeah,
she was. Listen, I've been, like, you know, like, you see, oh, what day was it? I think it was Wednesday. I got nothing done. I went everywhere. So imagine, like, I started off, I'm watching it in bed. Yeah.
What happens in
like it? Like my muscles were hurting. So I had a bath. So I switched to my iPad. Yeah. I put it on the iPad in the bath. I'm in the kitchen. I'm making food. It's on my iPad. I'm taking it to the toilet. I'm going to the toilet.
Oh, that means you're just stuck with the thing.
And you know what's so mad? It's not even that lit, but I have to finish it. So I'm on season 7.
When did you start?
Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
What's it about?
But I've been going to bed late
because of this.
Because of it. Phil.
But what is it though? What is
like? It's basically Have you seen SWAT?
Yeah,
it's a bit like SWAT. So basically, it's a police series, yeah, where there's just loads of different, like there's loads of different, like police scenarios. So, obviously, like each episode has So like each ep has like its own story. So like for example, like one ep could be like terrorism.
Okay, so it's not real cases.
No.
Okay.
No, yes, yeah, so like one ep could be like terrorism, kidnapping, rape, or like whatever.
Mm.
But then obviously, across the course of the season, then there's like background stories like to do with like each characters. Case.
Okay.
So like, I'm just, like the main guy. There was a time when the higher ups like were trying to get him out, so they were trying to stitch him up and things like that. So, yeah. But yeah,
where did you find? Where are you watching this though?
On Amazon. But apparently, there's Chicago Med, and then there's Chicago a fire department.
Oh, so yeah. Going so to
it's
that
like
next.
Yeah, so it's just, like yeah, so it's
connected to the fire department, man.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm done. Like I'm
you,
done.
You know, you're locked in like, to the end of the year.
Like honestly, like I've been going home. And I'm just like I'm just gonna watch this
Chicago Police Department.
But on Wednesday I got nothing done. and I felt like a bum.
Like a bum because it's Chicago Police Department.
Yeah, it's mad. So today I'll probably go home and
watch that again.
When I came home, it was on the TV. I was like, "This is fucking shit. Are you watching?" About half an hour in, I was thinking, "Oh shit, this is kind of
Chicago Police Department."
Yeah. No, it weren't. But it was the fire
department.
Yeah, the fire department one.
So you watch on Amazon as well.
That one.
Yeah,
might,
I think so.
Yeah,
I
could, that one could be on Netflix.
I've got the Fire Stick thing anyway, so it's Just
Yeah, you don't want to. Someone went to prison.
I pay for it. I paid for it. 3 years for that. Yeah, I pay for it on the streaming platform that it's hosted on.
What are you watching then?
I'm watching. So at the moment, I'm watching a series called From.
Where's that on? It's Apple TV.
Nah, it might be Hulu. I think it's on one of those. Again, I can't really specify for separate reasons. But it's made by the same people that made the series Lost.
Lost was a bit of an anticlimax, though.
Cool. Say that. I don't know if you lot would even like it, but
what's it about?
So it's about plot. A family that's on, they've gone on a family trip. While they're on the family trip, they end up getting, like there's like a big tree in the road. But once you see that tree, that means you're stuck in a whole
I've seen that.
Yeah.
And it's like they're on like a, in like a loop.
Yeah, in a loop. Like yeah, you can't. Yeah,
you're in a loop. I've seen it.
They're stuck in a town.
I've seen my. Is it like a Spanish guy? That's kind of the lead actor.
No, he's not Spanish. Well, I don't know where he's from. To be honest, there's a black guy that's the lead actor. I can't remember his real name.
Bashy? Is that the Bashy's one?
No, you're thinking of. Is it called When? Or I know what show you're talking about, but it's not the one with Bashy.
I've seen that advert where the guy is driving in the town and he keeps on seeing the same people. Yeah, the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but it's not the show with that show that you're talking about with Bashy is a good show, but this is a separate show. Yeah, okay. I'll get the guy's picture up. But that show's serious. I'm not usually into. Technically, it's like a horror or scary, but I'm not usually into things because I don't find them scary or whatever. But this is genuinely.
I don't mean jump.
But it's like genuinely like entertaining, brilliant because they're stuck in the town and there's people that have been in that town since maybe they were like 5 years old. There's some people that got there like maybe a year or two ago. But this family, obviously, they're new there and they're finding out all these different things and
about what's been going on.
Yeah, there's like monsters out there and bear, bro. It's like it's a sick show. It's a very sick show. I genuinely think you lot would like it.
Called From, yeah?
Yeah, it's called From.
To be fair, there's two things also that I've been watching as well, but I'm up to date and they're dropping it weekly now.
That's I love things like that.
I've stopped watching it now.
So you can just build up.
So one's called Special Ops Lioness.
You're on the police force.
So basically it's like a unit like within the government, yeah, that go out and fight like serious crimes. So like terrorism and for example, say like a mad like politician has been kidnapped and taken to like another country.
Yeah.
They will go into that country. It's like a unit of maybe like 5 or 6 people, but it's run by some woman. And they'll go into that country and fight and obviously like get back. But they go on like proper like deep dark government missions, And then the other one is called Tulsa King. So basically,
I haven't started watching.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that one advertised.
What's his real name?
Sylvester Stallone.
But it gets a bit silly though, where it's like you see like the Epps, like it's like okay, but I need a bit more from the Epps.
Because
it's a good background show.
So Tulsa King, I've been watching that. So I'm just trying to get.
Can watch multiple series at once?
Yeah, I'm watching the Penguin as well.
Yeah,
oh, that's really good as well.
No,
because you know sometimes you gotta be in the mood for certain things.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? So yeah, but Special Ops Lioness. When I saw the first, because I think they dropped 2. Like when I clocked that it was back, so I watched those 2, and then I said. It like this ain't the kind of thing that I can just watch one of. I need to let it build up and then watch it. So this other series, Chicago PD, I'm gonna watch that until the rest build up.
Okay.
Fair so enough. I'm gonna see what season 7. So I got 8, 9, 10, 11.
You got a few, yeah.
So
but the way you're going, you'll probably finish that by like December.
Yeah, bro. Like it's been keeping me in. Like you know, like some
save
like,
your money
in the evenings. Like I've got things to do sometimes.
Yeah.
I might rearrange meetings or
just because of that. Yeah, it's got to be shit. Yeah, you need to break away. What about you, Ben? You watching anything?
No, I just finished watching the Rings of Power.
That's it.
What's that? Lord of the Rings.
It's not for you, man.
The Lord of the Rings series.
No, that's it. Oh yeah. Have you seen House of the Dragons?
Yeah.
It's quite poor. I saw the first season.
Was very good.
Second was poor.
I saw the first season and then I tried the second one and then I said,
"This is dead."
It's only Game of Thrones that can get me like with something like that.
I was listening to the audiobook and it gets a lot better.
Well, in season three?
Yeah, but as a whole, the story as a whole is sick, but
season two was disappointing.
They're gonna drag it on for years and years.
No, they said two more seasons left after this.
There's way more to the story that I don't think that it's either they'll cut some out of the book,
or
they'll try and cram it, and I don't know if it'll go well. But the audiobook, and they've even got it on, well, I don't know if you don't listen to it, but on YouTube, you can see like how the story pans out. And
I wouldn't want to do that. I like to see it.
Because they dropped something else as well, innit? After that, no, I swear.
I don't think so.
Was there like another thing that they...
No, that's what
they've got talks to do spin-offs or prequels or whatever you call them.
Okay.
For like Jon Snow and some other stuff. But yeah,
it's
I don't know.
It's not confirmed yet.
Yeah, it's not confirmed. But the audiobook story that I listened to, sick. But whether they'll do what is in the book is it's a different story.
No, I didn't watch a series, but I watched a film yesterday, yeah? I don't know if you've seen it. Have you heard of Midsommar? Have you watched that?
Mm-mm. It rings a bell, but I've never...
Midsommar? Ben?
No, I've heard of it.
So, I got recommended it at work. Film. It's not Yardie. It's not Jamaica.
Black women being
bad. Come on, guys. But what it was... What it's about a group of people that are from America and they go to Sweden for a festival. But there's a guy that's Swedish saying, come to my country, I want to show you like my festival.
Mm.
But the festival is like a cult kind of thing. So they go there, but they don't really know what's going to happen at this festival. The guy's just saying, this is how we do things, so don't really judge us, just get involved. And as the days are going on, mad things are happening in this festival. Like, people are just going missing. You're seeing people starting to...
Like a thriller.
But I swear to God, I was watching it, yeah? And I'm watching the screen like this, like, holding my hand over the bar like that. Because I want to know what's going on. But there's mad thing that's happening in it, like, to the point where I was literally like jumping and it's just me in my flat by myself.
No, I'd watch something. I'd actually watch something.
No, like Midsommar, but it's I think the same person that made, have you seen Hereditary?
Mm-mm.
You ain't seen that horror film, Hereditary?
I don't watch horror movies.
That's one of the best.
Like, I just don't find them entertaining or scary. Possessed.
No, man.
It's the atheism.
Yeah.
And
you're not seeing Hereditary.
Because he's
atheist. Nah. Hereditary is scary, you know? That's the one film I can actually say I was watching and my spirit felt like it was being dealt, like there was something going on in that film. Like there were mad demonic forces.
Did you go watch this film?
No, I watched it in my yard.
Just on your own?
Yeah, it was actually time ago when I watched Hereditary.
Atheism.
But I remember I watched it with my girl at the time, and she was finished. She said that she was in her bed, and she said her dressing gown was on the back of her thing, moving like that, coming off the door, going right. But yeah, no, Midsommar. If you ain't seen it, that's something to watch.
Another thing that I've been saving as well, but to be fair, I haven't checked if they've dropped it all, but it's that Paris thing. And they had like another spin-off of it before.
Paris.
I'll find it. But there was like I think there was like a London one. And then there was like an American one.
Love is Blind.
No.
I've been watching that.
Paris Has Fallen. Paris Has Fallen.
Olympus
Has Fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all the same chain?
Yeah.
I've seen Olympus.
They're like terrorism, isn't they?
Yeah. So there's a Paris one, but it says but it's a series. Because remember before, it was, oh, yeah, calm. 8 episodes.
I think you want to join the Special Forces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to join the Special Forces.
I, do you know what's so mad? Do you know when I was younger, I wanted to join the Army?
Yeah, I know you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he say that? I can't remember.
No, he's definitely mentioned that. Yeah. Still.
Would you still do it?
No, maybe not now.
That's long. The training, I'll do the training.
Yeah, but I think I wanted to do it for the training and the discipline.
I can't lie, and this I'm gonna put it out. Like, if we ever get invited to do that SAS thing on Channel 4, I'm signing up all of us.
Yeah, but
have you not seen? Have you ever watched it on Channel 4?
No. What would they have to do? Like
army training.
Is it just training?
Like, yeah, obviously, yeah, because they put like celebs and stuff on the show.
Yeah.
It's like they're not sending them to war, but it's like it's proper army training. Like you have to sleep in a barracks, they wake you up in the middle of the night. They even did some training thing where you get pepper sprayed and you have to go through a house and navigate through the house
with
the pepper spray in your eyes and like try to get your team through the thing. You have to fight your
Wait, it was Ovi in it recently.
I don't know if I remember the girl from Love Island, Amber, was on it.
I think for one of
the seasons. I don't know. I haven't watched the most latest season, but if we ever get invited to, I'm saying, yeah, they're all up for it. I'm never going to ask you, man.
But them things there is just emotionally challenging.
Yeah, but no, the bear people cry.
Like, I know.
What's, is it Tony Bellew?
Tony Bellew was crying.
He weren't crying, but he was on the show. And I think they made him box somebody else. It was like basically a big man boxing like a woman or some shit. I can't remember. This is all off my dome, so it might be like fucked up or it might not even make sense. But they make like each participant box, but they might make you box like a 5-foot woman.
Mm. That's madness.
That's mad. Like the woman's all crying, but the sergeant will be shouting, like, "Hit her!" That's
rimshot.
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah, you know I. Like when I was training, yeah, I trained. Like before I'd done my wrist, yeah, I was going to a boxing gym and like I used to spar like all the time. Then one day they made me spar a woman, and I'm in the ring and I'm like, I don't want to, like
it doesn't feel right, that must feel weird,
yeah, like I just can't hit her. But it's so funny, yeah, is because before that, yeah, like my bedroom was in the ring, yeah, and he sparred her, yeah, but he's going ham, isn't it, yeah.
It's not right.
and I'm joking around, isn't it, like, and I'm like, yeah, like your woman beat up, like, yeah. So then obviously, so then the next round, they've made me spar her, but physically,
you're,
like I just
you're holding
I just,
back,
yeah, like I just can't do it, innit. So obviously now, she's going ham, innit. And then obviously, like I've hit her with one, yeah, but it's like, but like I've accidentally caught her clean, innit?
Oh, like her face,
like
flush.
Through the,
yeah, like on the chin, like,
oh,
yeah. So, but she sort of like stumbled back, yeah, or like yeah. and then for the rest of the round, yeah. She was going for it.
Well, like
she was proper going for it, and I'm just blocking because I'm just like. I can't hit her. Like I just couldn't hit her.
They used to do that in my Muay Thai class, but the lady in the class, she could fight.
I wouldn't want to fight.
She would fuck up me.
Yeah,
just like as a man, you naturally.
Yeah, I don't feel. Right
I naturally will hold back.
Yeah.
Even if she's trying to go for me, I can't see myself doing full punches.
Yeah, drawing it back.
Yeah, like drawing it back. Yeah. I can't do that to a woman.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's mad. Nah, it's actually mad. But if you're all in the class, I get why the trainer says, nah, like jump in. Everyone's the same. Like, I get that. But I would want to hold
equality.
Back. Yeah, like I'd hold back because it's kind of mad.
Yeah, but it's not equality though, is it?
Because a punch in the chest it's for a woman and a punch in the chest for me is two different things.
Sparring. I'm not punching the woman.
Cause I used to spar all the time, like, and then yeah, then this day, like that could have been. I don't think I went back after that time.
It's not right.
Traumatized.
Yeah, man. Cause I just thought, bro, you know, I don't wanna be sparring.
Was you even same weight class as well?
No, she was short. She was
short as well.
She was like,
she's little.
No, but she was maybe like...
Because same weight class, I'd hear it. But if you don't answer, it's kind of...
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't spar a woman my weight. Yeah.
No, but she might do you up.
Exactly. Exactly. if a woman's my way, she's packing a punch. She's packing a serious punch.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, let's start anyway.
All right, all rise. Court is now in session.
Right, so continuing with our theme, question to the nation. Who would you not say are the sexiest singers about?
Kelly Rowland.
Or
Steph.
You think Steph London? Do you know Steph London's
or Shensia?
Shensia. I think Jada Kingdom's better than all of them. I've seen Jada Kingdom. Mm. Get Jada Kingdom up.
Yeah,
to be fair.
There's a certain video on Jada Kingdom's Instagram I've watched.
He's a real Arnie.
At least 10 times.
Okay, well, now you've just admitted to be a pervert.
No, but Jada Kingdom, she's had work done. Ooh, that haircut there is not great.
Looks like Willow Smith a bit.
Wait, no, can't you go to like videos?
I can.
Yeah, go to like videos of her.
I was not trying to see him. No face pictures. He's just trying to see the straight back us.
Now, I think Jada Kingdom's serious though. See, I find her very attractive. I'd say Jada Kingdom.
Do you know what? All right, cool. Let's stay away from
Jamaica.
From Jamaica. Yeah.
So where are we
going? Let's just go to England and the US.
England and US.
Yeah. So growing up for me, yeah, Kelly Rowland for me was one of my, like, honestly, I would have given up everything that my mum owned. I would have given up everything.
She was a problem back in
the day. Like Kelly Rowland was a problem. And then I think Jennifer Lopez back then was clean. And Christina Milian.
Christina Milian was cute.
She was something else.
I would have said Ashanti.
That picture ruined it though. Remember that picture that went around?
What of her foot?
Nah, the picture where they drew the eyebrows and the mustache connecting and all that.
Nah,
you used to like
Go on. Say something fabricated. Go on.
Missy.
Missy Elliott's a good rapper. I didn't think she was attractive. She looks calm now though. She looks calm now.
So you
know. Have you seen what she looks like now? She looks pure weight. You don't look mad now.
Do you know who's clean now?
Who?
Mary J. Blige.
Always been clean though. Mary J. Blige.
No, not always been. No,
I feel like she's been clean for.
Mary J. Blige just held it.
No, I don't know about all, but in Power, I've been that.
Yeah, she's sexy with it.
Mary.
Still.
What's her name in Power again?
Monet.
Monet's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, she's Mary J. Blige is a woman. She's always been a woman. Do you know what I mean?
And you see,
she's been a woman from when I was born.
And she seems like the kind of woman who would tell you about your friends, like what he's a pusher, man.
Yeah.
He's
boots. I've got
boots.
Every single picture's got boots on.
Fire high.
Fire high knee fire high boots.
Well, listen, Sean, I like what I like.
Yeah.
So who have you said so far? Mary J. Blige, Ashanti, Christina Milian,
Kelly Rowland.
Let me say mine. Do you know, there's a wild card here, yeah? And these are the kind of women that I like. So there's two women that I used to fancy back in the day. Tweet. Do you know Tweet?
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet. Yeah, she's clean. If I could meet a woman like Tweet, that's the kind of woman that I would say I'd marry. And then another one that I think is like a new version of Tweet is... Seven Streeter. You know who that is?
I've heard the name. I don't think I know what
yeah.
she is.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
You don't like, look, type in Seven Streeter. Yeah, that's it there. Seven Streeter. Oh, that picture's a bit rough. But no. These pictures ain't great. She's calm though. No, like just look at her properly. You can see there's something there, man.
I don't think she's up there with
Cool. You ain't really got no taste.
I agree, man. Seven Street is buff, bro.
Compared to the names we've said.
You don't know. These bitches are dumb. Coco Jones.
Yeah.
Coco Jones.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
All right, cool. So let's come back to England now.
What?
The singers.
Singers.
Alicia Dixon.
She's good.
So. I just want to throw a name in here to just, you know, to show that we're about equality and diversity.
Who?
Cheryl Cole.
She was clean back in the day, to be fair.
I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, Cheryl Cole, you can't even go wrong.
Cheryl Cole.
She was nice still.
Still pretty good as well.
Yeah.
In the UK. Oh, she looks a bit hurt there, though.
Yeah, but yeah.
She's gone for a lot.
Yeah, but she coming for, you know, divorce and all that.
She's
not even even Cheryl Cole anymore. She's
Tweedy.
Cheryl.
Yeah, she's called herself Cheryl, isn't it?
Mm.
But she's actually been labelled as Cheryl Cole now, though. That's her name.
That's what she came out as, isn't it?
Mm.
English.
Mel B.
Nah. I think she's a bit of a loose cannon.
Why?
What?
Why?
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 Yeah. Why?
Why? Why? But the Sylvester 7 person.
What do you mean Sylvester 7? 7 Street is buff. Mel B now. Mel B's.
That's
maybe Mel B like 30 years ago.
That's if your wife looked like that at that age.
Guys got Steph.
Nah, man. Steph London's not all that. Man.
Steph, man.
She's clean. But I'm trying to think. The UK.
Yeah, it's
hard. The UK singers.
Susan Boyle.
And the thing is, I'm there trying to proper think as well.
Yo, fuck. You're actually fucked. I feel like there's loads more, you know.
I used to like Leona Lewis back in the day, but
I get why you said that, but yeah, so
who's sexy as a singer?
I'm trying to, I'm gonna Google some.
Yeah, their voice is sexy sometimes, that makes them sexy.
Yeah,
like Adele. The voice.
Do you know Adele's all right now, you know?
Yeah. She
looks good. Adele looks good.
I'll give you that, you know.
Adele looks good. I would. If Adele said, let's go, I'd go.
I forget this woman's name. Do you not remember? The one on the right.
Jamelia.
Jamelia.
That's one of the original sexy things. Jamelia. Buff.
Calm down, you perv.
Jamelia's buff.
Jamelia. I couldn't remember her name.
Buff. What?
Wait, we only say in UK?
Jamaican from Brum. What?
Or
Buff.
Or did we say US as well? Or we just staying in the UK for this?
No, we brought it back to the UK.
Jamelia.
But you can't forget that like, Rihanna and that then.
No, let's just say UK because it makes it easier, isn't it?
Yeah,
UK. Jamelia, what? Jamelia's a ting. Is Alicia Dixon?
Yeah, no, we already said Alicia Dixon. Yeah.
Wait, no, what's the other one? The one that won it?
Alexandra Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's all right. I'll have a go on.
You'd have a what? Yeah, go on.
I'll go on a date with her. I'll go on a date with her.
I feel like we're missing loads of
they
people.
There's so many, man.
Like, I can't think.
I feel like we think too black sometimes. Because there's a lot of things. Is that Jess Glynn buff? Is she buff? Jess Glynn?
I don't even know what she looks like.
You know Jess Glynn? She's not buff. Buff? Oh.
Ben, who do you think? Who would you say?
Oh, she's not buff. No, she's clean, though.
Okay.
Rita Ora.
What's the...
Dua Lipa.
Duffy.
I remember that name.
I can't remember what she looks like. Oh, no, it's not Duffy. It's the thing I like Duffy, though.
Got Duffy singer, else.
I feel like it's something buff.
Duffy the Buff. Ben's cooked.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for some more UK singers. But
there's some sweet ones in there.
Yeah, no. You know, I feel like people in the comments should be able to help us out.
People in the comments should help us. My last wild card, you lot won't rate this one though, but I always thought that her singing was really nice. Colleen Bailey Ray.
Even know who that is, mate.
I don't know what. No, that's not even her song. Girl, put your records on. Don't mean to tell you the song.
You say her name was?
No.
That's a tune. And she's. No, Colleen Bailey Ray. Colleen Bailey Ray.
Must be Bayesian.
No. It's mixed race. She's cute. She's cute, man. She's cute. Little afro and that. She's cute, man. Cute.
I see where you're coming from.
Cute, man. But yeah, in the comments, let us know, man.
Yeah, please help us out.
The sexiest singers, are we keeping it to the UK?
Yeah, this is.
Worldwide. Yeah, worldwide. But if they can maybe. If they can maybe just share it out. So maybe like.
Pixie Lott.
Right.
Yeah, maybe if they can share it out. So maybe like one or two from the UK and one from the US or two from the US, one from the UK.
Well, Ben, you sure?
Ben, she just like just slap you in your sleep.
But yeah, no, help us out. Presidential election for the US.
Oh yeah, we see
finished. With the US, I realize there's a lot of celebrities that come out and talk on behalf of certain candidates. Yeah, certain politicians.
Yeah.
My question to you guys is, how much would it take for you to come out and speak on behalf of? I think it's Reform UK.
What's that? Was that Nigel Farage?
Yeah, no. Nigel Farage's party. Is it Reform?
Can I be so honest with you?
Go on.
You see politics, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have no idea what's happening. So, like, for example, yeah? I'll be honest, like, I couldn't tell you who the mayor is.
That's easy.
Who?
Deek.
Yeah, well, I don't know. So who's Nigel Farage?
He's just a politician.
Is he the leader? Of the party,
I think so.
So who's the current?
Bro, man, I'm not that knowledgeable either.
Oh, bro,
I'm not that knowledgeable.
I'm honestly,
he knows
these things. Like, you see, Keir Starmer, I honestly thought that he was like somebody dangerous.
He is dangerous, but like a
Putin or a dictator. Yeah.
So do you know what party he leads?
Els.
Okay.
Like, you see politics, bro, I swear. So like, even like yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
I took my nan and my auntie are shopping. Yeah?
Yeah.
But when they jump in the car, I always put on LBC.
Mm-hmm.
So I've dropped my nan home and it's me and my aunt in the car and LBC's on, innit? And I can hear her, like, it's like she's talking back to the radio.
Yeah.
And she's like to me, oh, like, what do you think of that? I said, like, you know, I'm not listening to a word of what they're saying.
It's just gibberish.
Like, so apparently, like she said, like, apparently there's some bill for, like, where they're going to, like, okay a suicide or something like that.
I don't know about that either. Because I don't really watch the news.
Yeah.
Or I keep up to a certain... No, you know, I don't keep up. If I'm honest, I don't. If I see something on TikTok or whatever, then... Well, okay, that's mad. But
so to go back to your question,
yeah,
if you said like how much would it take,
yeah,
it probably like
wouldn't take much.
It wouldn't take much because
I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know what's going on.
Reform. They talk about illegal immigration and stuff.
Yeah, that's like their highest priority.
There's a black man going on there. They'll be like, yeah, come on in, and you'll be talking about. Get them out!
Yeah, get the immigrants out. Get them out of my country.
Get them out! As a black man.
They're stealing our jobs.
Wait, but what? So, like, illegal immigration, though?
Yeah, that's what they...
People from, like, the EDL support, like, Reform.
Immigration.
All them men that were rioting and shit.
But illegal immigration...
He'd be sold.
No, but listen.
I don't like the league.
But depending on the circumstances, I think like if you're coming from poverty and a bad place, then come in. But if you're just trying to just roll up, yeah.
So you agree with the reform?
Well, yes. And let me tell you why. Because when I was driving coaches, my coach company had a contract, and that contract used to, well, they still do, but they take all the illegal immigrants up and down the country. So remember, like before, when I was going, like Manny Monday,
Scotland.
It's coaches full of illegal immigrants. So there's bare hotels, around the country that just literally
house them.
So, like, for example, like, there could be hotels now, that used to be like a Holiday Inn that's now bought by someone, and it's just, and it's strictly that. But you'll drive past it and it would look like it's closed.
But it's actually full of illegal immigrants.
Yeah, it's full of that.
So you want it to stop?
No, but because a lot of them come from poverty. So when you speak to them, like, you understand, like, why they're coming here. So
okay, so they're not all illegal. Some of them are asylum seekers.
Yeah. So I'd accept that, but I think if you're just if you're living calm, and then you just come over
without documentation and reasons,
and then you're trying to get me, and then like, you know, we'll have to say, okay, I'm with Kia on this.
He'd get bought for travelling expenses. He's already cleared up. He's already cleared his mind up. Travelling expenses.
Just pay for my oyster. Just pay for my oyster.
Get him out. Yeah, I think if it was Reform UK, to be honest, that if I'm going on there as a black man, that's a statement within itself.
Yeah, now that's, you're gone.
Because that's coonery.
It is.
It's cooning right now.
And at the highest degree.
My family will be gutted.
100%.
So yeah, if we're gonna put my whole family on family's credential, I'm saying 50 mil.
All right, cool. So imagine Vladimir Putin,
he's up.
Yeah, so he called you tonight,
And said what?
And he says, yo, listen, I'm planning to declare war on Jamaica.
Why?
Yeah.
I'd ask him
he's
why.
Just saying,
I'd ask
he's
him
just
why.
Saying,
why, sir?
He's just saying, look.
Why Jamaica?
Look, last night I had jerk chicken and the Scotch bonnet mashed up my throat.
So now he wants the war on Jamaica.
Yeah, so he's saying, yo, I'm declaring war on Jamaica, but I need you to stand on the podium with me when I announce it. Yeah, so I've got this big conference.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, I've got this big conference.
No.
And I'm willing to give you £1 billion.
No.
£1 billion
no,
pounds.
No, no.
£1 billion.
No, but the thing is,
Jamaica.
I don't think you understand. You see, Jamaicans, they are very ignorant people. So if they see you standing with their oppressor, you know you couldn't enjoy that billion.
Of course, I'm going to enjoy the billion.
Yeah, in England. All
right.
And that right. Billion, now bear in mind,
So you little sell out your own country for a bill.
Because, no, I'll be honest, I'm not doing that.
What, a billion?
Yeah, no.
Do you know, that's life changing money. Yeah, still, my kids,
bro, I'm gone.
He's sell out Ghana.
Bro, I'm gone. Easy.
A billion.
To say,
you not would understand as well.
No,
if I did it, genuinely, jokes aside. If I made a billion pounds.
No, I
won't
do it.
£1 billion.
I won't do it.
You lot are lying.
He's using you as a puppet.
Cash.
And you're there saying, cash. Go on in.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, no, I know.
Fuck
him.
You'd
I'll be honest, like, even if it's a country that I wasn't
I'm not doing
part of, I couldn't do that.
Wait, The original, was it like he's actually going there to...
He's going to declare war.
Or like he's actually going to do
and
it.
And he's
going to
mash up
like a little tactic. No,
I'll tell you about it.
You knew. That is genocide. That's bad. Yeah, no.
The seller.
Putin's going there just to have a chat.
If it was just a bit of chit chat or whatever, and you offer me. I'm taking that on cutting. I might even go back to the country that you're dissing.
No.
And spread out some wealth. Mm. But if he's actually going there to do something, yeah, I can't condone that. That's mad.
Boy. All right. Do you look actually want to get married?
Yeah, I do, man. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
110%. I want to get married.
Needed. I want to. No, for me it's needed. Because I come from a Christian. I'm from a Christian background, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So we as Christians.
As Christians,
we aspire for marriage, and it's one of the things that I want to raise a family based off a core foundation. So I want a wife. I don't just want a partner. I want to make her an honest woman. And of my children. How are you, bro? I'm looking at. I'm just going to hurry up, get this fucking advert. I want my wife, I want my kids all to be together. I'm not just going to have a partner.
So why don't you stop having sex now and wait until marriage?
I will. But I'm not having sex now.
What do you mean?
I'm celibate. Anyway.
Yeah, so why you still? I have.
I'm gonna get married.
You're going on about Jade the Kingdom.
With those Koreans, Els was talking about last week.
I'd rather that. But yeah, no, I'm on the marriage thing. 100%.
Yeah, no, I want to.
I would love to get married. I am somebody's husband. Yeah, I am. I just ain't met my wife yet.
I really want someone to just come and just put it into this chat for you, man.
Yeah.
This is it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fucking
remember. People get by to say, why the hell did I do that? What was I thinking? This miserable old kid. And now she's got half of everything.
Oh my God.
All those Cape eyes I worked so hard for, week in, week out.
Tech with everything.
Busting my boots. That's the part that I'm worried about, though. Things not lasting forever. Because forever's a long time.
Would you not sign a prenup?
No, I ain't got. Yeah. The things I have now, I'm happy to.
The half.
Yeah. I'm cool with it.
All right, so
even if
so imagine if you so say like the next 2 years, yeah, things take off.
Like I'm gone.
Like you're gone.
I'm gone.
Clear.
What,
like,
and she's clear. There with me while it's happening.
Yeah, but it's all you, isn't it? Like
yeah.
Like sort of, for example, with your work, you've gone clear.
Clear. Global.
With your thing, you've gone clear. So like you got maybe 5, 6, 7 M's.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Up like that?
Yeah, like you're up.
Like generational wealth now.
Yeah. And then you're like, all right, cool, boom, I'm going to get married. What are you doing?
This is fucked because I actually have to go home and explain why I said what I said.
I was going to say that, you know.
But for the sake of entertainment and...
You have to sign a prenup.
Nah, not a prenup. I wouldn't do a prenup because so much has happened beforehand.
Mm.
That's taken me to the place where I am today. And I do feel like without her, I wouldn't be there.
Mm.
However, let's put a cap on things.
Okay.
Like a limit. Where this is all I'm willing to part with.
Mm. Well, she said it's not enough. What if she flips and says, up to this point,
yeah,
you wouldn't have got to that limit. So I want half of regardless.
Get your suit on.
We're going to court.
but the cap as fucked as it is, yeah, like the cap, it would be substantial. It would be more than enough.
Yeah.
Like,
just so you got something for you.
for you, yeah, like, your family, so, like, you're blessed. Yeah, like, you don't have to do anything. Like, I'm not trying to be spiteful. It's just, I actually have a life after this. But I wouldn't do a prenup, like, but you're not getting nothing in there, but that's mad.
Yeah.
Prenup. I thought about it. I've just said to myself, I'm willing to take the risk of being married. You just got to take what comes with it. So I wouldn't, you know. I'll just be like, you know, just take it, man. Take what you need and just be done. But I'll never get married again. That's the reality.
Feel myself deflated. He's just sitting on the couch in his, and you know those and his baggy boxes and a vest.
But the flayed one. Stained all over the front. They call it kind of tore up. It's in the mud of your bed. It's mad.
Come on, just take what
you need. Fucking habit.
You have to. You can't. What can you do at this stage?
Do you know
how Curry staying, Oxtail staying. On his best.
Yo, dog.
Just brown splat.
Brown splat.
Fucking take it.
Dumpling crumbs in his beard.
Oh my god.
He's done, man.
Oh shit.
What about E?
I'm probably with O's, to be fair.
So you're gonna say O's, set a high limit.
High limit. It's very reasonable rates.
What? Half
is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mad. But she'll be patterned up, innit? Like, yeah, she'll be patterned. Yeah. But to be fair, I reckon if we ended on good terms, then maybe I would give her half. Even if the contract says no, yeah, maybe I would give her half. But if we ended on bad terms, then I need a bit of protection for myself. So, like, for example, if I heard that she was stepping out. Stepping out.
What, like, after me and her done?
No, wow. During. That's why you... That,
stepping out?
Yeah.
Is it spiteful if I say I don't want you to get a penny?
Yeah, no, I'm not, on that.
Yeah.
She's stepping out.
Yeah, I don't want you to get a penny.
She's gone to work and she's been...
Rassing off her work husband.
Yeah,
and that's how we're breaking up.
Mm.
She can't get half then.
Yeah, no, you're not getting half.
Is there rules that say that, though?
I'm sure there's
adultery.
People can set up... Because I know with, like, some, like, well-off people or some celebrities, sometimes they have contracts between them. It's like, if we break up, you don't have access to this, 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 and this, and I don't have access to this, this, and this. It's just a straight break.
Can you sign something where it says, if we break up because you've stepped out...
me over.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah. Oh, well then, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not getting... You're not getting bus fare home from me if you're on your own, slinging everything out.
Throw the knickers out the window.
No, that's mad.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, nah.
Is it question? Is it Ears to the Streets?
Yeah, came kind of quick. Ben, if you could cue the music. And we are back. Ear to the Streets news. My wife wants me to get her best friend pregnant.
That's weird.
The headline kind of says
so, it all. So you're the surrogate?
So, yeah, you're basically been asked by your wife's best friend, hey, like, well, they both come. I've read the story like briefly, but they both come to him and said, "Oh, we would like you to get her pregnant because she was going to go to a sperm bank anyway, but she'd rather it come."
Why me though?
She don't want to go to a sperm bank. She wants it.
Why
to be
not
like,
though? Why not?
That's just her wishes.
Me, man?
No, but she knows you.
Yeah, but just why me?
She knows you, bro.
I feel like it'll just be get a bit weird, bro.
I couldn't be around her, or
and then you know what she
without
might
catching like
she,
feelings she, for my child.
Like she might ask you to be the godfather, that's your child.
Yes,
that's some EastEnders story. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah. Too much, man.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll decline. I'll be like, go to the sperm bank.
£1 million.
No, I'm not doing it. It's just gonna mess up my own dynamic. Remember,
10 million.
No,
100.
Maybe. but I have to be honest. But yeah. I wouldn't want to mess up the dynamic in my home.
Mm. And to be fair, maybe I'd want a relationship with that child. No, but
if I kept seeing my child,
I would want a relationship.
What if they look like you?
Yeah, oh, that would wind me up. I just want to look after
them. They look like you and they talk like you and that.
Like they might call you uncle and stuff. You don't know.
Yeah. You're your father. You're father.
I would. Why is everything got to go back? Because
that's my roots
to Jamaica.
That's my roots.
I'm a father.
I'm your father.
Oh, next piece of news is grizzly bear insurance scam.
What?
Yeah. Oh, hopefully there's the video attached to it. They told insurers bear damaged their car, but it was actually a person in a bear costume. They've literally gone through like their own car with, what do you call them?
Bear costume.
With a bear costume.
And damaged it up.
Yeah, can you see the little talons there? Like scratching the seats, scratching the dashboard, like bear things. There's an actual video, but for some reason.
What does it look like though? Does it look like a human in a
bear costume? Like, because you know how CCTV is, it's a bit blurry, so it's like, this is kind of mad. But
does it look good though? Does it look like genuine?
If at a quick glance, they look kind of oh shit, like there's a bear.
There's a bear there.
But as you keep watching, you look at the movements. It's like your joints.
Is the bear wiping his forehead? Boy, this is a lot of work, man.
But I just feel like times have reached a certain point where like people need money, and I understand why.
That's a new loader.
They're doing mad things.
Mashing up your own car in a suit.
Yeah. Like they bought the suit. I don't even know what are those even called? The little talent things.
I've never seen that in my life. Yeah, that's creative though.
But yeah.
How much did they make? How much was it for? 141 bags. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Well, I'd run that. 140 bags.
Then six figure
per gap. Because three insurance companies.
Yeah.
So they learned that three times.
But I hear it. I understand. Yeah. But yeah, they got done for insurance fraud. I don't know how long they're going to be in prison.
Times are hard, man.
Yeah, for everyone.
And this is a quick move. You don't even have to, you have to go buy the suit and that, but you can just bang it on your dress.
Set it up and then
go back to bed.
Yeah, you made your money back.
Literally. And then last piece of news, I literally saw this today. That Jordan's friend. Jordan's friend, Keir Starmer. Has chosen to rise council tax bills by £100 next year.
I can't believe that, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, council tax, yeah, is one of those things that it's like, it's a horrible direct debit, you know that?
I'll be honest, I need to, there's certain things that I can't speak about.
It's horrible, bro. Council tax is...
I'm going to sit out of this
discussion. Bro, council tax is horrible, bruv.
It really
winds me up. It's like car insurance.
It really winds me up. Like, a lot, because why? Wait, you don't have to answer the question if you don't want to, but how much do you pay for your council tax?
I get single person discount. But you know, when I first moved out, I didn't realise that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I was paying... nearly two bills a month.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is expensive. Then my bedroom was like, no, you can apply for the single person discount. Yeah. And now I'm paying like a bill 12.
Mm.
But it's still a lot.
It's not unnecessary, but it's, yeah.
It's for like your bins and stuff.
Yeah, I fuck with my bin man, but what I pay a month now, it's just like, it's mad unnecessary. Yeah, it's mad unnecessary. But I thought, let me bring this to the news, and it ties in with our next.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, to be fair.
Our next thing, but that's been Ear to the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
But yeah, like, so following on from that now, like, in terms of obviously in London, we all know that there's like a cost of living crisis. Do you think it's worth moving out of your family home just because of age or?
I think it depends on what you want. So, like, for example, I still live with my mum, but Well, for two reasons. One, because where I've lived there for over 20 something, like over 25 years,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even like 28 years. So I get a discount, yeah, when I'm ready to buy it. And to be fair, recently my mom said that she was moving out.
Yeah.
And for some reason she was meant to be gone in April. It's November, she's still here.
Trying to evict her.
Exactly. So, but then also there's been times when I have been close and I thought, do you know what? Like when I weigh up all the things of rent and things like that, I'm just like, nah. And to be fair, the first property that I want to buy, I want it to be this place.
Okay.
Because also, yeah, when you get on the property ladder for the first time, then after that, it's easier to get more, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, because you got equity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you can take the equity out of your first one and then put it into a second one, isn't it? So
homes under the hammer.
I've been doing a lot of research into that, but there has been times when I've come close and I thought, do you know what? Do I really want to pay X amount a month when it's just like when it's
if you've got because, the choice?
Yeah, and to be fair, my setup at home is
blessed.
Yeah,
it's
Sunday roast.
Really. Yeah, like me and my mom, we're cool. Like we don't really argue or nothing like that. And my room's in a completely different space. Part of the house. Like it's totally different. Like sometimes like, I don't even see my mom for like a few days.
Like, I can see how that happens.
Yeah, house, yeah, yeah. Like it's that rule. Like if I come in late or something, yeah. or I leave early, then like I don't, because like our rooms are just totally different. Yeah, like so. Yeah, like my setup's all right. So I'm waiting for the right
time.
Yeah, yeah. Moment for me because I see you, man. Thing I think, you know what?
Don't do it if you don't have to.
If I'm being honest, yeah, I think my one is more circumstantial. Like, if I had the opportunity to live at home,
yeah,
I reckon I'd run it.
Yeah,
because there's nothing special about living alone. Like, yes, you get peace. Yes, you get your own space, but it's very expensive. When you think about it, it's very expensive. Yeah. Like, everything is on me. Everything.
It's
if I don't cook, I don't eat. If I don't pay for my bills, I'm on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different level of stress, but it's life, innit? But I wouldn't recommend anyone moving out if they've got a setup similar to that.
George. If you're happy at home,
don't leave.
And you just want space, wait it out a little bit.
Yeah, because the idea of thinking, oh, if I don't pay my bills, everything's gone. That's very scary. Like that's what gets me up in the morning. Like sometimes I wake up and shit. If I don't go to work, this won't last.
Yeah.
So I always say that there's no real right time. I think you just got the circumstances have to present itself for me.
Yeah.
You know what?
If you've got the right amount of like income, if you find the right space that's affordable, even if like, God forbid, you like lost your job or whatever, you know you could keep up payments for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, again, back to what you said, everything falls on you. I'll tell you a story. It's sack. Everything just went to shits in the house where I've woken up in the morning, I've turned the shower on. The shower, there's no pressure. It's just spitting out water. Oh, bear in mind, bro, I'm meant to be getting ready to go somewhere, spitting out water. I already know how to...
Release
the valve under the boiler. Cool, I've done that. As I've done that, water started coming through my kitchen. And I just thought, I have to deal with all of this. So now I'm on the phone to British Gas.
Yeah.
Because there's a problem with the boiler.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to shout, well, my cousin's a plumber. I'm trying to shout my cousin, he's like, bro, look at the time. Like,
yeah,
I'm already out dealing with, yeah. He said, just turn off like the water altogether, and then when I get to, but it's all on you to deal with everything. But in mind, I still got somewhere to go, you know.
Yeah, speak, man.
So it's just that, yeah, if you can't or if you can, like financial, like finances wise, do it, and it's not going to be a burden, then yeah, do it. Because yeah, I feel like everyone should experience living by themselves.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I would say about living alone that I am a little bit concerned about now is now I've lived alone. When I do get a partner,
it's going to be a bit techie. Because I'm used to being by myself,
you got
to putting someone into my space now, or me going into their space, there's going to be tension at the beginning because I'm used to doing things a certain way. And if that person's not doing like that, we could have arguments about shit like that.
That's easily. What I said, you know. I said that, like, I need to live alone first, like, for
before a bit. You move in with
the
girl.
Just
experience it. That makes sense.
And even if it's for like 6 months, like a year or something.
Yeah, you need
like,
it.
But like, I need to live alone.
There's a lot of people suffering out there that have a house share or flat share with their partner that's now their ex, but they can't afford to move out. So now they're just basically on 24-hour bang up with their partner because they can't afford to move out.
That's a real thing,
bro. It's mad. Like,
people in my workplace are doing that.
I know they can't move out because they can't afford to move out, and they're just stuck there.
Yeah,
and maybe she wants to bring back home like a new guy, and he wants to bring back home a new girl.
What would you not do in that situation? So you're with your girl. No, that's a nice little scenario.
It's going to get
drastic. So you're with your girl, you break up, but you both can't move out because the housing market's mad. But she's like, I'm going to live here, you're going to live here. But she's gone out and she's come back and you can hear a deep voice giggling.
Not in my yard that I pay for.
No, I'll be honest. I think that I'd have to have a... Like, unless we ended on bad terms, when it's just like, all right, fine. If you... do that, then try know that on Monday to Sunday, Felicia, Michelle,
you're gonna be back.
I'm gonna be on some DMX shit. Kelly, Michelle, Tanya. I'm gonna be on that.
No, but that's spiteful though.
I'll be playing pyramid in the middle of the living room. So shots.
And I'll leave all the doors open.
No, but that's toxic though. That's mad toxic.
Yeah, but like if we ended on good terms, then
you allow you let run.
No, but I just say, yo, like, let's just be like
respectful.
Yeah,
I won't bring no one back. Yeah. You don't bring no one back.
Yeah.
Go hotel.
Yeah, I think that's the best.
Unless I'm out of town, and then you can.
Yeah, I don't want to see or hear.
I know what I'm like though, because if even if it ended on respectful terms, me and my man are fighting in the corridor. Like, man's on a train. We were saying big man. Me and him are fighting in the corridor. Still, I'm not gonna fight.
No, that's like, bad. That's bad.
On a headlock thing. On
any room in the corridor.
Like just bouncing off the walls, man.
Like the doors just saying doof, doof, doof. That's what I'm on. Because there's nowhere a man's coming in. Slapping, and then I'm just gonna be just there putting the pillow over my ears, going, make it stop. No, I'm scuffing, I'm gonna fight him still. But yeah, no, to kind of wrap that up in terms of moving out, as someone who's done it, there's no rush. If you
don't rush,
and you know, so Matt, I thought no way about living at home still.
But you shouldn't though. Why would you?
You shouldn't, and no one else should.
Why would you feel away about it though?
Because I got a comfortable setup.
Yeah. Why would you?
Like, I think if my setup was mad, you know, mattress on the floor, then it's.
Or it depends on who you're living with as well. Because sometimes your parents.
Some parents are toxic.
Some parents are toxic, or some parents can make your mental health be mashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can be saving money. But your mental health?
Yeah.
Overdraft.
Yeah. And you know what's so mad? I don't think that my mum wants me to move out either.
But you reckon she'll be pissed if you did?
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh.
Yeah, because I've seen sometimes when I say that I'm gonna
go.
Yeah, then I think
her voice changes in that.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't think that she'd like it.
Yeah.
So But that day will come, and you know,
it's a natural thing.
But I'm just hoping that she goes first. To be fair, I'm gonna ask her when I go back home and just
what's actually going on.
Yeah, what's the timeline?
Has she said anything about it?
No,
it's just stopped.
Yeah, but it should have happened 6 months ago.
It sounds like you need to have a conversation.
Yeah, but please in the comments do let us know what you guys think about. You know, living at home or moving out or any situations, or please tell us why you moved out or why you wouldn't move out or why you want to move out? Is it because you want freedom? Is it because you want to be Lincoln man or gal? You know, like my brother.
No.
Yeah. Or,
I did it for my mental health.
Or is it for your mental health? Yeah, please, in the comments, do let us know. And also, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I've been Big Jordy George, joined here today by my adopted children.
L's, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Phil, and the one you'll come to see.
Until next time, people. Peace.